Sat Kundalangokule Brajamanam Yashodavi Olukalat Tabamanam Paramishyam Adhyan Tato Drutya Gopya Yashodavi
Yeah. prema bhakshin sakam me prayacha namo tigraho me sidamodare ha
tata prema bhakshin sakam me prayacha namo tigraho me sidamodare ha
Namaste sadamne spuratiti damne Pariyodaraya tavishvasya damne
Namaste sadamne spuratiti damne Pariyodaraya tavishvasya damne
Namo radikayai tariya priyaya
Rama, 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 Rama.
Sadasi Simadhisthi Vani Grace. Silave Chananaravinda Shila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaja
Shila Prabhupada Ki Anand Koti Vaishnavinda Ki His confounder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Nama Acharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Praying Sipamasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada Ki Anand Shila Prabhupada Shivasati Samamita Bhakta Vrinda Chande Gaur Prabhupada Kintana Guru All glories to the Sanatibas 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 All glories to the Sanatibas
Hare 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 Rama
So, we have now the sixth birth of the Damodara Ashtakam. Please let us sing.
Namo Deva Namo Lala Nanta Vishnu Prasida Prabodho Kajalati Magna Kripa Drishti Vrishyati Niyam Vatano Griha Nishama Magyam Vedyakshi Drishya
O Deva, O Damodara, O Ananta, O Vishnu, obeisances unto you. O Prabhu, please be pleased with me. I am drowning in an ocean of miseries. Alas, I am most afflicted, and I do not know what to do. O Isha, shower me with your merciful glance and kindly uplift me by becoming directly visible to my eyes. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simata Bhakti Vilanta Swami Itinami Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Prasharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Praskatya Rishatarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivastri Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So here Satyavrata Muni is calling out the names of the Lord. O Deva, O Damoda, O Ananta, O Vishnu, obeisances unto you. O Prabhu, Prasida Prabhu, please be pleased with me. And then he describes something which many Vaishnavas have always described. I am drowning in an ocean of miseries. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compares also this world to an ocean. And he says, since time immemorial, he has been drowning in this ocean since he left Krishna. And he asks him, please, 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 uplift me. In the same way, Satyavrata Muni says, O Isha, Isha means supreme controller. It means you are powerful, you can do anything. Shower me with your merciful glance, Kripa Drishti, and kindly uplift me by becoming directly visible to my eyes. It's a very all the Vaishnavas have prayed like this. Kindly uplift me, O Jagannatha Swami. Nayana Patagami Bhavat, may become visible to my eyes. This mercy Satyavratya Muni wishes to experience. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has expressed very nicely this mood of a devotee, whereby which he looks for the shelter of the Lord. It's a very nice prayer I want to read to you. Oh, he is desperate. He said, "O mind, how will you ultimately take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna? I don't know if it will be possible. I had this desire to take shelter of your lotus feet since time immemorial, but I have been simply waiting. I'm on the waiting list. Nothing has happened so far. O Radha, O Krishna Chandra, life and soul of the devotees, please bestow upon this most sinful person bhakti to both of you. Give me bhakti to both of you, please. Please do not neglect me. Please don't say this person is devoid of bhakti. No, please give this ignorant person your auspicious instructions on spiritual knowledge." That's very interesting that he prays for auspicious instructions on spiritual knowledge. Also in the Hare Krishna mantra, we pray to Radharani Krishna, "Please arrange that knowledge is given to me by your devotees." And then he says, "Please give this servant who is so sad and who is so much oppressed by the thirst for material enjoyment the qualification to serve in your loving pastimes." He says, this life flows by like a river. It runs into the ocean of time. The days that have gone will not come again. O Krishna, what shall I do now? You, Radha Krishna, the friends of the fallen, you are known to be friendly to us fallen souls. Indeed, I know who you are, my masters. You are the very ocean of kindness. It's not just a little kindness, no, it's an ocean full of kindness. But please know, I'm so unfortunate and I'm so foolish. I do not understand even a small thing of bhakti. Oh, my masters, by virtue of your own greatness, take my soul and make me your own, thereby destroying all my material sufferings. Then he asks, just like Lord Chaitanya, he asks, "Take me to you." Or Satya Bharata Muni says, "Please lift me up and bring me to you." So also Bhaktivinoda says, "Give me a perfect and spiritual body within the transcendental abode of Vrindavan and bestow upon me in charity the nectar of service to you. After making me drink prema and thus become spiritually intoxicated, listen to my songs about your divine qualities." So he wants a spiritual body, then he wants to have the nectar of service, he wants to get drunk on this, and then he wants to sing for Krishna. "Please engage me in service to you. Where? In the arena of the rasa dance. This unworthy maidservant of Sri Lalita, Sakhi Bhaktivinoda, prays for you and clasps and grabs your lotus feet." So this is a very, very nice prayer. It is a typical Vaishnava prayer. And Satyavrata Muni wants also this. But you might ask, how will this happen? how will a sinful soul like you and me make this ever have this contact? And this morning I was reading in the Bhagavatam something which gave great hope to me. In the Damodar Leela, there are these two fallen souls, Nala Kuvera and Manigriva. You know, they were near the mountain Kailash, where the Ganga flows. They were very, very intoxicated because they were the sons of Kuvera, who owns all the wealth in the universe. So when a person is very rich, he can become very sinful. So they were enjoying their material sense gratification. They were naked with other naked ladies, and Narada Muni came by, and the ladies were decent. They were not so intoxicated. They immediately covered themselves and went. But these two fools were just addressing Narada Muni in a drunken state. It was very unpleasant, very bad. Narada Muni is not an ordinary soul. He didn't get angry on them just like that. He decided to bless them, and what he did is he gave them a curse and a blessing. The curse was, you must stand naked as two big trees, and the blessing was, you will be trees in the house of Krishna, of Nanda's son. And Krishna will, when he appears, liberate you from this tree existence. So, as we all know, Krishna appeared and he broke the twin Arjuna trees when he was bound by his mother to a mortar. He took that mortar and the rope and just pulled it in between the two trees and then made the two trees crash to the ground. And at that moment, Nala Kuvera and Manigriva were liberated. They came out of the tree body and they were very much in bliss to see Lord Krishna. They prayed something, and this I find is very, very good. Very nice prayer, which I feel is very relevant to us. Yeah, actually, they did not. Krishna, when he saw the, I got it wrong. When Krishna saw the two Arjuna trees, he remembered what Narada Muni had said, that they will be liberated by Krishna and have his darshan. So he thought, although these two young men are the sons of the very rich Kuvera, and I've actually nothing to do with them, Devashi Narada is my very dear and affectionate devotee, and therefore, because he wanted me to come face to face with them, I must do so for their deliverance. So Krishna thought, Narada Muni has promised them that they will meet me. I have really nothing to do with them. Why should I meet them? But then he thought, Narada Muni has given this word, I must therefore meet them. And I really feel that here is a great secret of bhakti. Somehow we must become dear to a great devotee. I'm thinking of Srila Prabhupada here for all of us. And we must become dear to him, and then he can go to Krishna and say, there are these devotees in this world. They're trying. They're connected to me. Please show them your mercy. And then when Prabhupada, or when a pure devotee like says this, then Krishna will feel, I must now do this. Like here, I was so much in bliss when I read what Krishna thought. Although these two young men are the sons of this very rich Kubera, and I have nothing to do with them, Devashi Narada is my very dear and affectionate devotee, and therefore, because he wanted me to come face to face with them, I must do so for their deliverance. Because Narada is my dear devotee, I will fulfill his words by giving these two demigods whatever was promised by that great soul. So then Krishna went in between these two trees and in such a way that the mortar turned crosswise, and then he very forcefully pulled at the mortar and also took care that the ropes would not tear. He gave special shakti to these ropes so that they would not break, and then he liberated them from this tree existence and gave them the darshan. I thought this is very much enjoyed reading this morning. I had read it many times, but this morning somehow it made a lot of ecstasy in my mind. So Satya Bharata Muni has now spoken his sixth prayer. We have read his sixth prayer. We will now put the Damodarashtakam to rest, and tomorrow at the same time, if Krishna is merciful to us, we will take the prayer out again and sing it and hear about it. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.